This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The severe cyclone Dana, formed over the east central Bay of Bengal, is set to make landfall along the Odisha coast somewhere between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra late tonight. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted wind speeds of 100 to 120 kilometers per hour during the landfall of Dana, and the landfall process will continue till early morning of tomorrow with widespread impact to the region. The severe cyclone is 210 kilometers from Paradeep and 240 kilometers from Dhamra off Odisha coast, and it is moving at a speed of 12 kilometers per hour in the Bay of Bengal. Kendrapara, Baleswar, Mayurbhanj, Jagatsingpur and Bhadrak districts of Odisha will be worst affected by Dana, along with very heavy to extremely heavy rainfalls, while the nine other districts in the state will also experience heavy rainfalls under its impact. All air services from and to Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar have been cancelled from 5 this evening till 9 tomorrow morning. People living in low-lying areas and coastal areas have been shifted to multipurpose cyclone centres. All schools, colleges, universities and many government institutions have been closed till Friday. Leaves of doctors and government employees have been cancelled, while a large number of passenger trains have also been cancelled. Fishermen have been banned from entering the sea. In view of the severe cyclone Dana, 9 round-the-clock dedicated war rooms will be established to promptly restore rail services amid red alert along the east coast. The decision was taken in the meeting chaired by Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav to review the preparedness by the concerned zonal railways, which includes East Coast Railway and the South Eastern Railway. Meanwhile, Indian Coast Guard has also implemented a series of preventive measures to safeguard lives and property loss ahead of the landfall of cyclone Dana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi last night after attending the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and newly elected Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the summit. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a 3-day visit to India beginning today for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the IGC tomorrow. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of the deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Both the leaders will also hold bilateral talks tomorrow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the second edition of his flagship international seminar, the Chanakya Defence Dialogue, in New Delhi today. The minister will launch the Indian Army's Green Initiative 1.0 and digitization of IA 1.0. The minister will deliver a keynote address on India's vision for development and security. Jammu and Kashmir police has released the photographs of 2 foreign terrorists involved in Sunday's terror attack on a workers' camp in the Ganderbal district. The photographs were developed from footage recorded by CCTV cameras installed inside the camp in Gagangir area in Ganderbal. Police had said earlier that 2 foreign terrorists had entered the workers' camp in the evening in the Gagangir area and fired indiscriminately at the unarmed, innocent civilians. Delhi's air quality continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality index in the national capital was recorded at 325 at 10 a.m. An AQI between 0 and 50 is considered good, 51 and 100 satisfactory, 101 and 200 moderate, 201 and 300 poor, and 301 and 400 very poor. In cricket, New Zealand were 76 for 2 in the first innings against India on the first day of the second test match in Pune when reports last came in. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and elected to bat first. In tennis, the Indo-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden will face the pair of Neil Skupski of United Kingdom and Michael Venus of New Zealand in the quarterfinal of the men's doubles at the Vienna Open today. The match is scheduled to start at 4:50 p.m. IST. Earlier, the second-seeded pair defeated Dutch player Robin Haase and German star Alexander Zverev with a score of 2-6, 7-5, 10-5 in the round of 16. And that is the end of this news bulletin.